The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and they followed him. He walked along there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And they were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed him. He went all around Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord. We have in our gospel reading today a vocation story, the calling of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, two sets of brothers. It's a vocation story, and stories are meant not to carry every detail, but to carry an essential message. When I say they left everything and followed him, it doesn't mean they abandoned their families. It would mean that they reorganized their thinking and they put Jesus first in their lives. They would fish again at other times, but Jesus was the center of their lives. He was their vision and their hope, and they will follow Jesus. To briefly catch one message that comes out of this, I'll pause over the notion that they were called to be what they were not at that time. They were called to be what, in some divine providence, they were meant to be. And Jesus calls them and says, "I will show you a new way to live. I will bring you to a level of understanding of life that you have not seen before. You will be fishers of people. You will draw people. I will teach you to break bread with public sinners. I will teach you to heal the sick without charging any cost. I will teach you to forgive those who are undeserving, to include those who are left out. I will teach you not to make judgments about anyone. I will teach you to welcome the stranger, the undeserving person in our society. I will teach you that that person belongs to you and you belong to that person." Since Jesus was fully human, he will teach those who are following him to be fully human. Now, if you read the other Gospels, Matthew and Mark have this teaching about the calling of the fishermen. Luke in chapter 5 has a different story about the call of Peter and James and John. And in this, Peter says, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinner." And he said, "I'll call you as a sinner. I'll call you in your humanity." John has a different story. He calls them to become fully human, since Jesus had the fullness of humanity. What does it mean to be fully human? I recognize my humanity. I see my weakness. I understand my limitations. Therefore, I don't make judgments about other people. He's teaching them to be whole. You want to be a whole person. The Roman poet Terence says, "Since I am human, nothing human is alien to me." Jesus said, I will teach you to be fully human, to be a whole person. What is it that makes you less than a whole person? Anger. You carry anger within you, you are less than whole. You carry prejudice within you, excluding people, you are less than the dignity of being fully human. Greed. When greed runs your life, you are less than fully human. You're less than whole. When power and control or vengeance is the energy that drives you, you are less than fully human. You know, we honor humanity and we don't speak well of inhumanity. It's very easy for us to become inhuman, to overlook the feelings, the struggles, the pains, the dreams and the hopes of other people, not to feed other people. It's very easy for us to find our way through the economy of life without being fully human. The more I am conscious of my humanity, the more gracious, the more kind, more understanding I will be of others. When I lose touch with my humanity, I am less than a whole person. So the call of Jesus to find people and to invite them to become fully human, to become whole, and human is to be holy. We have divisions in our society. We have a mean spirit. Sometimes it happens in families. People are divided. They don't honor one another. They don't respect one another. They don't elevate one another. I've often thought to myself about two kinds of people I meet. This person I meet gives me life. When I'm around this person for a while, I feel better. This person lifts up my spirit. It's life. I get life from this person. Over here, I'm meeting somebody who is moaning and they're groaning and nothing is okay and everything is wrong in life and they drag you down. And when you finish, you say, "Jeez, thank God I survived." Jesus is calling us to be life-giving persons. So how should we live this invitation to become fishers of people, to enrich people's lives, to give people hope, to bless people, to welcome people, to include people, to understand, to be patient, to be forgiving, to belong? Jesus saying, you must belong to the sinners, belong to the struggling people, welcome the ostracized leper. That's what it means to be whole in life. In a way, it's an inquisition for each and every one of us to say, how do I live? And how do I become whole as Jesus is calling me to become? Well, we'll line up here in a few minutes and we'll all come to the Eucharist. And we'll receive the living Christ in the Eucharist. St. Augustine says, it's not receiving the Eucharist that's the act of faith. You become what you receive. You become what you receive. You receive the broken bread, the broken body of Christ. You become the broken person making Christ present. We receive the blood of Christ in the Eucharist, pouring out his blood for us, saying, you want to be a Eucharistic people? This is the way to live. Become the broken bread. Feed the person. Don't make judgments. Who is deserving, who's not deserving? Before we receive communion, we all say, Lord, I am not worthy. Years ago, Cardinal Mengs said to me of one priest, it was his funeral. Cardinal Mengs said, you know, the only time he told the whole truth was before communion, when he said, Lord, I am not worthy. None of us is worthy. But sometimes we think we are worthy enough to judge other people, to say, you're not included. You don't qualify. You don't meet the mark. I do, but you don't. Can see how empty it is, how far it is from the teaching and discipleship of Jesus Christ. So listen to the word of God today and become the Eucharist that we cherish, which feeds us. How does a priest become human? And how does he become elevated? I mean, we went through this deification of priests. Well, they're all up there and holy. Unreal. The priest is just a human and broken and struggling as each and every one of you are in life. But what brings us hope, what unites us, we listen to the word of God, we pray together, and we are strengthened and bonded by the Eucharist. And sometimes when I'm quiet in prayer and I listen to the Lord, I hear the voice of Jesus saying, what more could I have done for you? What more could I have done for you? Isn't my teaching, isn't my sacrifice, isn't the word that I left you, isn't the Eucharist, isn't that sufficient to convert me and make me a fisher of people? Amen.